This is a Big Facts Network exclusive.
Yo, another episode of the Big Homie's House. And your big homie Kodak, of course, Tamira is indisposed at the moment. She is on a plane somewhere. But listen, I got the homie in the building right now. It goes by the name of Keisha Day.
Y'all already know what's going on. It's your girl Keisha Day in the building.
Back in the building.
Long time.
Yeah,
no
very
see.
Yeah, I know. You was two studios ago.
Yes. Long time no see.
Yeah. Okay, cool. We're gonna kick things off on this episode of the Big Homie's House. It is Father's Day weekend. Father's Day weekend. You headed out of town this weekend, though. You doing family things.
I am doing family things.
Yeah. I got a question though.
Yeah.
I got a question though. Okay, it's a lot of women that be claiming Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the epidemic of women saying, "Yeah, Happy Father's Day to me"? Are you one of them?
No, I get what point they're trying to prove, but uh-huh. At the end of the day, you're either the mother or the father. You cannot be both. You can take on the roles, you know.
I agree.
But that don't mean you should be saying Happy Father's Day to yourself as the mother. That's crazy.
Yeah, you definitely shouldn't be saying it to yourself. I think that's lame in general, but I'm not about to get off too much off point. But yeah, telling yourself Happy Father's Day as a mother is like, you want some attention? Because fathers right. don't need to do that.
Right, they don't. They don't be like, Happy Mother's Day to me. Like, I know a lot of single dads. They don't be like, Happy Mother's Day to me.
Yeah.
Father's
them,
no.
Yeah, and they wouldn't even be looked at right if they was out here claiming Mother's Day because they was a single father.
Right.
Yeah. But I will get back on it. Now, I think telling yourself happy birthday lame as hell. If, like, you saying yourself happy birthday on social media, that's lame.
Usually people do that because no one told them happy birthday.
Someone
they be wanting attention. Sometimes people say it because they be wanting attention.
Here's how I go, right? Like I'm not gonna say happy birthday to me, but I will like retweet or reshare other people telling me happy birthday so mm-hmm. people get the memo. Like I don't really care about the admiration on my birthday.
Right.
But at the same time, shit, somebody might get sent a cash out. We gotta let them know.
That's true.
I gotta let them know. Yes. But ladies, please stop telling yourself happy Father's Day. You're not a father.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. But you acting. You're in the you're a thespian now.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that word.
Thespian.
I like that word.
You like it because it rhymes with lesbian. You're not slick.
That is not why I like the word. So I like that word.
What has been your experience in on the silver screen? Well, on the silver screen, on the YouTube screen, on the ratchet screen, because you're doing a lot.
You know what? Surprisingly, a lot of love.
A lot of love?
A lot of love. I did that first film with Fool with the Camera called Antoine. And I had a role in there. And I did my thing.
You did your thing.
I did my thing.
Yeah. So what roles are you traditionally getting cast in?
Oh.
Because when I was doing my little, what's it called? The little stand-in shit, the uh-huh. Background work, uh-huh. They always put me as a security guard. Like, I don't even want to do this shit anymore. I can't expand my...
Like, everybody have their thing, huh?
Yeah. That's their thing.
Everybody
like,
got their thing.
Who, like, Angela Bassett always going to play somebody angry mama.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's gonna be somebody angry mama, angry auntie, Angela Bassett. So what is your thing?
I feel like a lot of my current roles that I've been casted for have been submissive. Uh-huh. You know, shout out to China Monet. Submissive. Uh-huh. And the girl next door type of roles. But this new film that I'm working with, you get to see more of a edgy side uh-huh. of Keisha Day the actress. A little more rugged and a lot of different emotions. Mm-hmm. I show at least 10 different emotions throughout this new film.
Are you a killer?
I'm also a killer.
I mean, you is former military.
But that ain't new.
You is former military. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So why do you think that was casting you in these submissive roles?
Because
you light skin?
It was...
Because you light skinned.
First trial, because when I got the role, I said, this ain't even me. Like, hey, daddy.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be you. You're acting.
Daddy.
You acting.
Daddy. It was a challenge, but I liked that that was my first role because I immediately had to get out of my character. So that was a good way to start.
Yeah.
Not something that I would be super comfortable with.
So are you submissive, like naturally submissive, like in your relationships? So did you have any practice doing that, or you like you be hard on these dudes?
I was with my son's father, but now I wouldn't really say that I'm submissive now. I think I'm a little bit more challenging.
Why are you challenging now? Why?
Yeah, times have changed.
For who? Like in general, like with
in
society?
In general, I got married when I was 21.
Dummy.
In 2000. Shouldn't no, I'm not going to tell my age.
You shouldn't have did that.
I got married when I was 21, but
shouldn't have did that.
It was the best experience. Gang. I promise. Like
you, why? Why I was learned, it a good experience?
I learned early. I had a family. I had a husband. All my friends had. We all had our babies at the same time. We all got married at
they
the
had
same
a pregnancy
time.
Pack?
Yeah.
Did you?
We was deep. Oh, we was deep with it. It was like 8 paired couples with newborns. Mm. We didn't plan it that way. Mm. But shoot, all our husbands was best friends. Us, the girls, we was all best friends.
And what happened? Life.
Life happened.
Yeah.
And some of them started breaking up.
So do you don't regret getting married that young?
No. I enjoyed it because I feel like I'll never find another love like what I had when I was.
You'll
that
never
age.
Find. Bloom, bloom,
love
bloom,
is hard
bloom.
To come by these days.
Man, it's.
When's the last time you loved somebody? No, truly. Or been in how?
The last time
you've been in love.
The last time I was like in love was probably in college, like grad school. But I was like confirmed. Okay, I really like this girl, and I'm very protective. I'm a Leo. Mm-hmm. So I'm very protective of who I give my energy to. Mm-hmm. Like, we can link on some physical stuff, but, like, ain't nobody met my mama. I'll mm-hmm. say that. Nobody's met my mom before. I've told my mom about dates. I've told my mom about specific people. Mm-hmm. But, like, I take stuff like that so serious.
Right.
Where some dudes will let everybody meet their mom. And the mom will co-sign the, like, if they know that their son ain't on nothing. The mama co-signed it. Like, yeah, my baby, knowing good and well.
They tell the truth now.
Moms tell the truth?
Moms be telling the truth. Older moms, they tell the truth. They like, my son ain't shit. I'm going to go ahead and let you know.
Yeah.
You must be a great girl. He don't never bring nobody around here.
Yeah.
The last dude that brought me around his family was like, so going to pray for you.
Why do you think that love is so hard to find in 2024?
Social media. The new generation, the economy.
I agree. I tell people all the time, like, inflation ruined a lot of, like, opportunities to really get to know somebody. Because mm-hmm. people are looking to be compensated for any and everything. I invited a girl on here a few weeks ago, and she told me $300 an hour. I'm like, man, what did you think I'm about to do to you on this platform? But it's hard to build organic and genuine relationships with people who mm-hmm. are struggling. Right. So if I feel like on both sides, if you don't really got it together like that, you really shouldn't be dating.
Right. Because
if you need to get paid every time you interact with a guy, you shouldn't be dating. Like if that's how you view relationships, mm-hmm. you just need to just sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my dog, Slim Heroics on Twitter, 285 Slim. Just sell it to me. And that should be a normal engagement. Like, but the women scared to look like they sell it now.
Right.
Well, some of them are very bold.
Some of them are. I like how Ruby Rose posted today. She had that shirt on and it said stop slut shaming.
Nah, definitely shouldn't slut shame. The world needs sluts.
You know what I mean? Right. Yeah. So it's like, it was bringing awareness, like, don't judge me, you know? Who are we to judge?
me being judgmental isn't going to mean anything in the long run. I just don't have to agree with it. But me not agreeing with it shouldn't stop you.
Exactly.
If you want to sell that booty hole,
exactly.
Go ahead and do it.
I know some women that do it well.
What's doing it well?
I got some homegirls. They will rack up. They be like, yeah, you know.
But it's not for you.
I never tried it. I ain't gonna lie, but lately I've been like, shit, what's the name that hit me up? You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, as the years go by, I feel like bigger and bigger names be in my DMs. And they be like, what you want? Like, where you at?
What type of big name? You talking about some NFL guys, some NBA guys?
Yeah.
Top rappers?
Yeah, they like me.
You're an attractive woman.
They like me. But then I feel like they get around me and they like be like, she too nice. I'm like, damn, I gotta be mean.
I don't like mean girls.
It's a certain way you gotta treat Midwest dudes. They different. They like that aggression and aggressive. They be like, oh, she crazy, but they love it. I'm not that type of person.
Mm.
So.
I don't like crazy. I've never been attracted to toxic stuff. Mm-hmm. No, I'm gonna tell you I like you, but I'm gonna act like I don't like you. I'm gonna just leave you alone. Well, I'm gonna engage with a woman who want to act like she don't want to give me the big head.
Mm.
Baby, I already got it.
Mm.
You just need to do what you was doing before.
Mm.
Because acting like you don't like me and I'm actively trying to court you,
mm-hmm.
even though you said you like me, is just gonna push me to the other options.
I feel like a lot of women feel like if they do that and they always do that, they're like, the man get accustomed
to what?
Accustomed to
being liked back. you can't like this guy back.
More so, just accustomed to it don't matter. She can always hold me down. She can always, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta give them that
I'm not trying to be courted as a man. I'm not trying to be courted.
Right.
But I do want my energy reciprocated.
Yes.
I do want to feel like you like me.
Some men don't like to be feel like a woman like them.
Come again? I beg your pardon.
See, now touch. I've been dipping and dabbling and meeting, you know, different guys, and some of them want you to not like them. They like that.
Oh, they like the chase.
They like the chase. Mm. And then once you start liking them, they start being weird.
Mm. Nah. I want who like me. But also, you asked me earlier the last time I was been, I'm talking to somebody now. Mm-hmm. And talking to her has kind of made me reevaluate how I've pursued past relationships.
Mm.
Because I used to be the guy that would jump into something real quick.
Right.
You like me, I like you. Let's go out right now. Whereas now I'm with somebody who is you know what? We just started talking on a personal level. Mm-hmm. Let's be friends first. Let's be friends and make sure that we like each other. So let's get on that foundational level, and then we can see where it goes from there.
Yeah.
And it's cool. I prefer that pace because there's really no pressure on either side. So if you don't like me as a friend, we definitely not gonna work as a couple. So we can talk as friends and get to know each other. And once it's time to take it there, we'll take it there. But, I used to speed into stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I used to speed into stuff.
Speedy Gonzalez.
Huh? Speedy Gonzalez. But it is hard. It is hard dating out here.
It is.
And a lot of guys have this... a lot of guys feel like they need to buy love, too.
Mm.
And they look at...
Where is it?
What does buying love to you look like?
Gifts.
So is that your love language? Money. That's your love language.
I wouldn't know. Never experienced it.
You never had a guy trick on you?
No.
Who you be talking to?
They be thinking I have it all together. They just be like, oh yeah, she got everything. She don't need nothing. I ain't got to do nothing. Shawty don't ask for nothing.
What type of gifts do you like?
I like.
Cause I tell you why you ain't getting it. Go ahead, shorty.
I don't know. I'm not a gift person.
What?
I'm not a gift person, but I like gifts.
Did that make sense when you said it out loud in your head?
I'm not a gift person, but I like gifts. Or I like gifts, but I don't receive very many gifts.
Okay, that make a little bit more sense.
Yeah. So it's like I wouldn't you don't really know what I'd really like because I don't receive many gifts.
Do flowers count?
Flowers? No. No. My dad used to give me flowers.
So, what, you want a ring?
No, no, no. That's over. That's never happened.
No, no, no. I mean, like, not a...
like a promise ring?
No, like just a some jewelry.
No. Mm-mm.
Wait, well, what you mean it's never happening? You never getting married again?
No. That's out of the question. That's never happening.
You're never getting married?
Never getting married again.
What happened the first time?
It's...
You got married. You got married when you were 21.
I did, but it was a great experience. Like, my son's father and I have a very, very close, great relationship. Like, we are really, really good friends.
Mm.
But I think I'm a little scarred because, like, how I grew up, I always thought, like, okay, my first marriage is going to be my only marriage. But
you got married when you were 21.
But after it, I tried to date again. And as the years go by, it gets the men get worse.
How are the men getting worse? Like, what about them is
getting
worse?
They're all over the place. They don't know what they want, what direction they headed. They just doing shit. Just doing shit. And then they're doing shit that makes absolutely no sense. And they're sacrificing their freedom. They're sacrificing their livelihood, they're sacrificing the livelihood of everybody else around them. And that happened to me. I was in a relationship, you know, with somebody and they made a dumb mistake and it cost me. Mm. And I'm like, this is somebody that say they love me and that I love them, but they cost me some shit. And like after that, I was just like, it's hard to like, I don't really know where a man's mindset is anymore because...
So is that what turned you off marriage? Because I'm still trying to figure out how you don't want to ever get married again. Because you said it was a good experience.
I'm at the age that I am now, just getting older, I feel like you marrying somebody, I would have to be with them for like 10 years.
You're either in your late 20s or early 30s. You're not that old. You're not old at all, actually.
Who dates
I'm older than you.
WhoDatesWho.com for celebrities says Keisha Day is 28. You didn't know that was a site, did you?
I knew about famous birthdays. I knew about famous birthdays.
I knew that was a site last night because I was like, ooh, Chief Keef is fine as fuck. Let me see who he used to date. So I just looked up his dating record. And then it's some site that popped up and it said, who dates who? And I was like, let me see if my name in there. And in my head, I'm just like, man, I ain't that big to where somebody gonna have my name was up there. Keisha Day, I got a whole profile.
Yeah.
It says my status says that she is possibly single.
Possibly single?
Possibly single.
Are you single?
Yes, I'm single.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So, fellas, y'all want Keisha Day? Slide her. What does a guy have to do to bag Keisha Day?
To bag me?
Yeah. For the love of Kay.
Just be kind and nurturing and sweet. Like,
give gifts, apparently.
Yeah, give gifts. Just random stuff. Surprise.
She don't know what gifts. Just not roses, not a ring.
Surprise me.
You like a man to cook for you?
I like to do the cooking.
You don't respect the man that know how to get down in the kitchen?
I respect the man that knows how to get in the kitchen, but I feel like usually a man's day is longer and harder than mine, so.
It depends.
Depends on what they do.
I do this for a living. I do this for a living.
I would expect it to be.
I'm not up here changing tires. I'm not up here doing AC. I'm not a plunger. I come in here, put these gloves on, put these hat and these glasses on, turn this mic on.
Go home and relax.
Go home and play Madden.
Hey. Okay.
I don't know. And to some women, they want like a manly girl. I'm not that. I'm very techie.
I like techie and manly. I like big too. Like I don't like. It's time out for all the skinny knees.
Are you trying to bag me?
No. You got some gifts?
She said, "Come with gifts." You know what? That's why back in the day when you was dating a woman, you had to bring a whole family a goat. That was the gift.
That is true.
That was the gift.
That is true. Yep.
And your ass get traded to Horace.
Bring
from
something to the table.
You getting traded to Horace from the other village over. This man got a stock of goats, and you wanted a gift.
I'm easy. I wouldn't say I'm easy to please, but I'm just so easy to
get. I'm still trying to figure out what gift. What do you like to do?
I like to watch
shoot.
TV.
And you get you a gun. Is that a gift?
No, they don't want me to have no guns.
Who's they?
The universe.
The men you be involved with?
No, I.
You don't pull the gun on the dude before, huh?
No, not outside of the military.
Oh, okay.
When I was in the military, I had to pull a gun out on someone twice, actually, because my life was at risk. But that's just what it is. Mm. The job, the duty.
But not, oh, wait, it's not somebody on your team.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do in the military. That's, no. Yeah, I'm glad you pulled it and didn't have pulled on you.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Gifts, and it don't really have to be gifts. It's just as simple as like, okay, let's just say something.
Let me see which one is your camera. I think that's women. Either one of those is your camera. I think both of them is. So yeah, just look at those are your cameras. You want to make a statement to the people.
Women's self-care days are very, very expensive. There is $200 to $250 for the manicure and pedicure. Mm-hmm. We not getting no regular schmegular degular. Sometimes we do, but the regular schmegular degular is still going to be at least about $200 to $250. Hair. Depending on if she like her natural hair and she wear a natural hair, if she's in the entertainment industry and she gonna go get a wig. The wig is in between $400 and $1,500.
Let's do the math. Let me pull my calculator out.
Let's do the math.
Now you said the first one was
because men got confused.
Nails.
Yep.
Nails. That's $250.
Yep. $250 to $275.
All right, I'll take the low end. $250. and the hair is what? Four.
Hair. We're taking the low end?
Yeah, say low end.
Let's say $700 for the wig.
Okay.
$500 for the wig. It depends.
Let's do five.
$500 for the wig.
Okay.
$300 for the install.
What? That's different?
Yes. That does not come with the wig.
Okay.
These hairstylists want their money for the install. What else is a part of self-care day? Oh, beauty supplies. That's a store run by itself that cost about at least $300 for beauty supplies. When you go to the beauty supply store, every woman spends in between $200 to $300 at the beauty store. Everything's high.
Taking a low end, going to $200. Okay. Whew, it's getting up there. What else?
Restock.
Restock what?
Restock. Women go and do restocks on their self-care days. Restock whatever you need. Deodorant, perfumes.
So that's what I fit it off?
No. Deodorants, perfumes, you know, feminine care, all that stuff. That's going to run you about $200. That's going to run you about $200. Depending on what perfume you get, because I like the Versace perfume, the purple one.
Okay.
That's a gift for anybody who wants to know.
$200, okay.
It's like $115 at Sephora. Love that bottle. And then you got to take in account that we still got, let's see, hair, makeup. Oh, self-care days, women go shopping.
All right.
We do.
So.
One outfit in Atlanta on the cheap side costs you $150, and that's not including shoes.
Now, wait a minute. Wait, I'm going to put that down, but y'all be going to these boutiques. These boutique outfits.
We do, but if you go to the mall, it's the same price. You go to the mall, it's the same price. One of my favorite malls to go to is South Lake Mall. They got the same prices as the boutiques and Fashion Nova. The only person that got everybody beat is Sheen right now. And your order either get lost.
So that was
one. Or it take too long to get here.
That was another $150. Okay. Are we done?
We did shopping?
Yeah.
That's only one outfit? Okay. So how much that cost for one self-care day?
On the low end, $1,600. Pay up.
Pay up. Once a month, you care about your lady. It's give her $1,500. If she been on her shit, she been doing a good job, and you proud of her, give her $1,500 for a self-care day. That'll take a lot of frustrations off of her.
So is that like the standard of what men should be doing?
That is the standard.
That's why dating is so bad. That's why dating is so bad. This right here.
$1,600?
That is rent.
Whose rent?
Mine. Damn near.
$1,600?
I got a one bedroom. You probably got a two or three. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, rent's high. We ain't even got on groceries. That's not part of self-care.
Hell no! Self-care is one day out the
window. But I mean, imagine if you tie in groceries and multiple outfits, or you taking a trip, like $1,600 for, and we're not even taking in massages, or if, you know, I want to go get my lips plumped again from Shawty down the street.
Let me go back to this.
Who do the fillers?
Because you, all right, so you said the self-care day is $1,600.
Self-care day is let's put $2,000.
$2,000. We got to round it up.
Round it up. Round it up.
So self-care, $2,000.
Yeah.
You know how much pussy I can buy for $2,000?
But they spending $2,000 or getting it from somebody for their self-care day.
No. Do you know how much pussy I could buy with $2,000?
So who you think got the pussy right for it to come to you? The $2,000 from somewhere else.
Let's do math again. Mm-hmm. But 2,000 divided by
what?
10.
You talking about the strip club?
I'm talking about the strip club, Twitter, Instagram. $200 can get you a long way in Atlanta. For $200, you can hit your favorite IG girl in Atlanta. Allegedly.
This is new to me.
Allegedly.
Put me on.
Why?
They selling pussy out here for $200 in Atlanta?
What? You know why? Because there's too many of them selling it. It's not exclusive anymore.
Well, I'll be damned.
It's not exclusive anymore.
Well, I'll be damned.
Yeah.
My homeboys that be doing OnlyFans, they say shawty's be pulling up for free.
Your homeboys that do OnlyFans?
Hell, yo. Matter of fact, last night, right?
Oh, Lord.
Not last night. It wasn't last night.
Yeah.
It was a couple weeks ago, and I was on my favorite site. I love porn, right? I be on there sometimes because... Can I say this?
Go ahead.
Okay, I like porn, right? Because I got some of my favorite porn stars, right? My favorite porn stars, I got Slim Poke. I got... my boy Isaiah.
You are a freaky frog.
I love Willow Ryder.
Why do you know these dudes by name?
The Scarlet Girl. Because, like, they're my dogs, like, for real. I love them. They're a good time.
What? And
they're a good time when you just want to, you know, you having some, when you have some personal intimacy, I guess. People don't watch.
I watch porn.
You watch
porn? Hell yeah.
Okay, so I feel like it frees your mind, you know? I'm more like of an intimate person. Like, I like to watch it when I'm by myself and stuff like that. But, I was scrolling. I seen one of my homeboys. It's the second time I seen one of my homeboys on there. And I'm like, now I look at them different. Like, I don't even like going around them. It's weird.
Because you found
they
out.
They wasn't even laying it down. I was just like, now I'm judging y'all because y'all wasn't doing nothing. Like,
damn.
It was bad.
Would you date a guy that did that?
They did?
Yeah.
I mean, that did does.
Did does? Do? Nah, because you sound like you judge them. You got the I'm a judge your face.
I wouldn't, but at some point you got to draw the line, especially, you know, with them having multiple sexual partners. And I was told that Atlanta has the highest rate of, you know, HIV and AIDS.
It's the third highest in the country, but, you know.
Yeah, so it's other like, ones is you got to be real careful because it's a lot of nasty motherfuckers around here.
Yeah, a lot of people that don't believe in condoms.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, definitely got to wrap it up.
Yeah, a lot of nasty motherfuckers around here. Mm.
So what are your favorite categories on these sites?
I like Black Raw. I like BBW, BBC.
You like BBW? I would have never. I would have never got that from you.
I like BBW.
I like BBW.
BBW, BBC.
I like BBW as
well. Yeah, it's kind of, you know.
I like seeing the big women.
Right.
Maybe looking soft on there.
I just started getting into, like, being able to actually be okay with interracial intercourse. Like, I normally would look on the black. I would normally just look at black on black. But now it's just, like, I'm okay with looking at, like, but the white girl got to be bad, though.
Yeah.
She got to be, like, super bad with a fat ass, like, for me to watch it. You feel me?
Yeah.
If not, I ain't watching it.
I agree. I don't like watching no skinny bone looking white girl. You can see her bone sticking through, like, you can see her ass bone. No, that's not sexy to me.
You gotta be like a it. Bad like, white girl.
I don't like when they spread their legs and you can see like their thigh muscle protruding.
Right.
Hell no, I don't wanna see no thigh muscle.
Right.
So I want it to be so thick. I want a girl so thick the thong get lost in the ass.
Oh my goodness.
I wanted it to like at some
this
point.
This is the standard for your white girls or just for the women across the
like,
board.
It gotta be real. She gotta be real, some real fine shit for me to be like sexually attracted to a white girl.
I feel you.
Cause every time I look at a white girl on the internet that look fine, Umar Johnson just pop up in my head.
They be
cool mode activated.
You know some baddies that's popping up. I've been seeing some baddies popping up because growing up, it's the Asian women.
Nah, you lost me, B.
It's some bad Asian women.
You lost me.
Where you been at?
With the black women. Juneteenth coming up. You talking about Asian women. God damn, okay,
no,
today.
That was too much?
Yeah, too much.
My bad.
Black car. I mean, you do got a little whitey, so it's fine. It's fine, okay, today.
Too much.
Yeah. It's fine.
I was trying to spread the love.
Nope, not spreading the love over here. Wrong answer, forehead. All right. But BBW for me. I like BBW.
Yeah.
It's really mostly BBW. Me, and I like looking at the super big, huge, outrageously fake butts.
You like that?
For
the
porn?
The hard ones?
No. Well, in the porn, all of them hard. So yeah,
All of them besides Willow.
Willow?
Willow got the best booty.
Who's Willow?
Willow Ryder.
You don't know Willow Ryder. You are too deep in the trenches.
Can I show you who Willow Ryder is?
Yes.
You know who Willow Ryder is. How do you not know?
You're too deep. Because my favorite adult stars now are OnlyFans girls. People I follow on Instagram. The touchable ones. I like Cherokee. Cherokee, she looks like she's about 50 years old. No. I don't know who that white woman is. I'm judging you. I'm judging you even more now.
Why?
She mid. Mid.
Hey, look.
She not even that thick.
Hey, look. See, look. Now, look.
Hell nah. Skip.
You can't play out. Don't be playing on my girl's side.
Skip.
Don't be playing on my girl. So shout out to my girl Willow.
So you still in the studio. What do you think about the female rap game right now?
The female rap game right now. We for sure got our top ladies right now.
Yeah.
We got our top.
The lady,
I've seen the list. It was our top female rappers in the game right now are not in any order.
Hold on, is this our top or your top?
This is our top. I feel like
what's
this
your
is
top?
Everybody's top.
No, what is your top?
My top?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Sexy Red.
Sexy Red at the top. Cool.
Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
Cardi B.
Solid list.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay.
Glorilla. JT.
Okay.
Latto.
Damn, Latto down that low?
No. Not in any order.
Oh, you said not in any order.
Not in any order.
My bad.
I'm trying to think of somebody that I may have missed. Did I miss anybody?
It depends on how you look at Doja Cat. I think Doja Cat's pop, though.
Where the hell she been?
Doing pop music. I don't know.
Yeah, Doja... Yeah, Doja more pop to me. Like, yeah. I would put her on the top of my list for the pop. For the pop.
Is there a, okay, because when we say pop, a lot of people get upset when you say people like Drake are pop. I don't think there's a problem with rappers being pop, though.
He does pop music.
I don't think there's a problem with that, though.
No, not at all.
Like, they were trying to make it a point of, like, oh, Drake music get played in Target. That's a good thing, ain't it? Like, you want your music played everywhere.
He ain't paid.
And I think a lot of people get this idea of, oh, your song's being played here, you're not hard or you're not street. Which, Drake probably isn't hard or street, but is that a problem?
No. I think people have a misconception of what pop music is. Pop stars are like international artists.
Yeah.
You know, you got your... And I'm not going to say no names, but you got your local artists and you got your artists being played over there in France and in Germany. And you know what I'm saying? So I think like those are pop stars.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if pop is a genre anymore or if it's, what's the word I'm looking for? Because most people say when they talk about pop, they talk about pop star, but it doesn't necessarily mean
pop
that you're
popular,
making
though.
Pop music. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Uzi's a pop star.
Exactly.
Uzi's pop. Cardi's pop. Not Cardi B. Playboy Cardi. Like, if you go to any of these festivals and look out into the crowd.
Right.
It don't be us out there. It don't be us out there at all. And there are some rappers that have that type of audience that I've never even heard of. Like, I don't know what a Yeet is. But apparently this Yeet fella is very popular.
Yeet.
Y-E-A-T.
The dance move?
Yeah, it's a rapper.
Oh.
Out the loop.
I don't research him.
I don't listen to Yeet.
I need to look him up.
I don't listen to Yeet, but apparently he's very popular. He had a song with Drake. Tizo Touchdown. Never heard of him. He got a song with Drake.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
I got a scenario for you, though, right? Now, since you say you're not getting married no more, I think that's cap. But say you're talking to a guy who has a kid, right, with somebody else.
Okay.
And he, you know, it's Father's Day weekend. He tell you, I'm about to go spend the weekend at my baby mama house. Y'all together. But he's spending the weekend at his baby mama house. Is that an issue?
We're dating?
Yeah.
Or we're just talking?
Yeah, dating.
Maybe to other women it would be a big issue, but to me it's not a super big issue because the way my mindset is and when my baby father comes and he stays with me and my son's there, like, a woman would be like, oh, they did shit. They goddamn shit. They damn done went out to eat, whatever, had fun with the kid, whatever, then dispersed or whatever. That was the day, you know? But it just depends on, like, a woman's mindset. Like, if you know he out here, it's some men that do some devious stuff, and it's some baby mamas who do devious stuff that'll make you think that she doing stuff with dude, you know what I'm saying? So I think it just kind of depends on the relationship. Like, me, I'm lucky, really, to just keep meeting men that don't have any kids lately, and... That's great. It's a great life.
We rare. We're rare.
It's a great life.
I got a text that came in. I was, and that, what you just said reminded me of something that I was thinking about. Dating has changed because women are moving different, but from a better perspective. Like me as a guy, there are certain things that I'm not even going to go for anymore because I've been with women who have treated me how I wanted to be treated.
Right.
So if you on some, standoffish shit, or if I always got to hit you first for us to have a conversation, you're not going to hear from me anymore.
Right.
Like if you are, and I hate to say have the traditional mindset, because the traditional mindset was for men to just take what they can get. We don't got to do that no more. So if you're not the type of person that's going to put any energy, if you're the type of person that thinks, oh, the man needs to do 100% of the lifting it to make a relationship work, no, that's not going to happen.
Right.
Like, I hate to say it, but bitches fuck with me. I don't have to do I don't have to do certain things. I know what love looked like for a man. As a man, I know what it looks like when a woman really likes you. Mm-hmm. And since a lot of guys haven't experienced that, they can be finessed. Mm-hmm. I can't. Mm-hmm. So you got to hit me up. You have to communicate with me. And it's made it harder for me to deal with women who don't do that. Mm-hmm. Like the last time I went out on a date, the chick had got me like this cologne. I ain't never got a gift on a date before. Mm. A first date too.
That's dope though.
Yeah, like, oh damn, I'm getting more gifts than you.
My last date.
What happened? What happened? Talk to your homie.
Oh, Lord. This is stressful. He's stressing me out.
Tell me. What happened?
I met this guy, and he was, like, so excited to, like, take me out on a date and spend some time with me and stuff like that. He was like, yeah, I want to take you out. He made me cancel my plans to go eat seafood with my friend. To go to some all-you-can-eat buffet in L.A. that was trash as fuck. I forgot the name of the place, but it's like Le Grand something out there in L.A. And it's like, it's been on TikTok and stuff like that. And like, the food was decent. I ain't gonna say it was really trash, but it was just like, you couldn't do better than that. Like, I was finna go
What's drop wrong
the
with
50.
That, though?
He dropped the 50 per person on the buffet instead of taking me somewhere that I wanted to eat. He could have been like, oh, you wanna eat seafood? I'll take you there.
So it was because
he chose what he wanted, and then he sat there and complained about the food the whole time. Mm.
Oh, well, I was about to be on the
side. And it was just like, it wasn't shareable portions. It was like little small ones.
Wait, you couldn't get the food yourself?
We got to pick from the list, but it was like all you can eat. So you could like choose this. You could choose it 5 times if you want to, and they'll like bring the dishes out. Like you can order
multiple things. So like Maggiano's.
I've never been there.
Oh. Yeah.
Is that place good?
Yeah.
Okay, I got to try that one day. But they bring out like a bunch of different things or whatever.
Like each course. You got different things.
Yeah.
Damn.
Made my stomach hurt.
That was the last time he saw you?
Yeah, it was. Would I say it's the last time that he'll see me? I wouldn't say that because he was
Do
a
you
nice
ghost?
Guy.
Do you ghost guys?
Yes, all the time.
Why do you ghost men?
Sometimes I just lose interest. I lose interest very quick.
Do you block them or you just like stop responding?
I just stop responding.
Oh, that's cold.
And they just be like, what's up with you? Da, 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 da. And I be like, ain't nothing up. Like, I'm cool. How you?
Oh, you
and
respond?
And that'll be the end of the conversation. Like, I won't even text it back after that.
Oh, and then it's just them talking to themselves until they get the message.
Yes.
I couldn't talk to you. I hate that shit.
I feel like that's a recent trait that I picked up, though. I think it's just I've been going through so much, you know, in life, and just I'm so busy. I'm always like going, doing this. I don't even be having time to like sit down and like if it's not interesting or if the conversation ain't interesting. Not even saying that it has to benefit me. You know, like some women be looking for like the conversation to benefit them all the time. Like it don't have to benefit you. You never know. You could be saving somebody from something, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Just by having conversation with you. But like some people just be so boring and it just be like, this ain't even worth me even texting back. Like it's not fun.
I got ghosted earlier this year.
You did?
Yeah. It was like, it was weird. It was the weirdest ghosting situation ever. Cause
what happened?
When we together, you said, oh my God, I'm having such a good time. We on the phone for like 2-3 hours.
Guilty.
We hanging out. Like, we're having good conversation. We having, and then it was like, but she had told me beforehand that she gets in like little moves and like stop responding or like.
She must be a Taurus.
I forgot what she said. Lunatic.
Sounds just like me.
But eventually, the last things I said, like, all right, I'm going to leave you alone. Mm-hmm. They went ahead and followed and everything. Like, because you didn't have to do that. As much as we talk, you could have just told me, like, it ain't going no well. Like, what I be thinking, though, is I be thinking the dude that they want started acting right.
It don't be that they be acting right. It just be that they might have hit us up.
That's even worse. That's even.
I know. It sounds bad. Like,
so y'all leave a dude that's really committed to you, really want to get to know you, and do right by you for a guy that's proven that he not gonna do that.
No, never that now. Never that.
So why you giving this guy rope to get back in your life?
Like I said, sometimes you just have to be like nice to people and stuff, because you never know what they're going through. Let them off easy.
So the dude that you let off easy decided to come back in your life. So the one that got ghosted was really just a space filler. Yes.
No. He was somebody that I was interested in, but then I realized I felt like he was too mushy.
Mushy?
Yes.
Explain.
Like just too wanting to be on me, and like sometimes I'd be getting kissed and wouldn't actively wanting to be get kissed at that moment, and it's just more like a thing. Like I'm like this, it's just like they don't. You know when somebody trying to kiss you and you like this?
So you're not a PDA type of person?
No. I hate PDA. I hate PDA in public. I hate PDA. Yeah, I hate PDA in public. I'm not like that. Like at
not
home.
Not MissSheNasty.com like... over here don't like getting kissed in the mouth.
That's the only time I like interaction.
So you might go crazy when ain't nobody looking.
Yeah, but like PDA in public, I don't even like to hold hands in public. Like, I don't like any of that.
You a Taurus?
Yep.
That's like around April, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
April Taurus.
Okay.
I don't know. It makes me feel uncomfortable. Like, everybody watching this.
Well, I'm a Leo, so.
Like, I might sit on somebody's lap if we go bowling and we're having a good time. I might hug them. But, like, kissing
hug.
All up on me and stuff. Why? And it's kids or like other people.
So,
watching,
so
like
a guy being
like
too
that.
Much. I've heard that before too. I've heard that before. Women say like, "Oh, this he liked me too quick."
Huh? Yeah, yeah, way too quick. But then I got a guy that I like. Like he played for the NFL, and like I really like this guy. But his ass.
Who he play for?
The Cowboys. But he just be sitting here like. I'd be like, "How was your day?" And he be like, "It's good. How was yours?" Like,
oh man.
And I'm just like, dang, do you like me or do you not like me? Like, what's going on? But, like, he really liked me, but he don't know how to express it. He just so mellow.
He,
and like,
so he is nonchalant. But the guy that really liked you was doing too much.
I like a dude that's right there, smack dead in the middle.
So you want somebody to ignore you a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
Women are psychotic. Psychotic.
I just had it. You know what? I lost one of my favorite dudes, and I was just like, I hit him. I was like, not you doing me how I do other niggas. Like,
oh, that's the worst.
He didn't even respond back. I'm pissed. Like,
but I think that's another.
I ain't even like you like that, motherfucker. Like,
that's another crazy thing about like love and relationships. Like, you'll have somebody who'll do everything for you, everything you need, and they just don't be the. It be something off. And, like, this is cool while they doing it. And, like, you may tell them that it ain't going to be them.
Mm-hmm.
But they just doing everything that, like, you wish this other person would do.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
When, in reality, I feel like in our minds, we should like who like us. That's how it should work. I know it don't work like that.
Right.
But.
I don't know.
It's crazy, right?
I feel like. The dating pool is a dump. We need new niggas. We need new niggas.
We need to go dating in Iceland.
We need... My brother don't have the goodest luck in Iceland either. He bring a new girlfriend every summer. And
your brother like white girls, huh?
Yeah. Strictly.
Slurgen, durgen, slurgen. He out here dating Vikings.
Strictly. I'd be like, damn, like... Damn, like one time I was trying to hook up Lotto with my brother. And I was like, let me hook you up, bro. I'm in the studio with her. Like, we chilling. Like, me and Lotto like this. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna put my brother on. She gonna love my brother. Like, yeah, yeah. He like, nah, she. No.
He like a more conservative
type.
Woman.
I'm like, what?
He like a
no,
conservative woman.
No, he just only likes white women.
Well, he's
like,
from Iceland.
I said, Lotto? You turn my brother trying to turn down Lotto?
That's crazy, because she like 50% white.
My brother trying to turn down Lotto. He's out of his mind.
Yeah.
He's out of his mind.
Would you have successfully linked them up?
Hell yeah.
Put me on Lotto then. Shit, what's going on? Lotto, what's up? What's up? What's up? Yeah.
Yeah, he screamed me with that, and I was like, damn. I was going right in the bag with it. In the bag with it.
He blew it.
He want like a Taylor Swift or something.
Nah, he ain't getting Taylor.
Yeah, he get Taylor. Taylor might get Taylor.
Taylor fan base ain't gonna let him get Taylor.
What?
When last time you seen Taylor with a...
They the same color.
I've seen your brother. Taylor is pale. He gonna have to stay in Iceland in a few more months.
To go to the States. Yeah. Go to the States and get him a tan for the summer.
They're gonna cuss it. They gonna cuss him out. They're gonna call him Negro in so many other languages.
Wait, so Taylor Swift don't date outside of her race?
That is not a part of her brand. She is good old girl American yeehaw vibes.
So you don't think that Taylor Swift would ever date a black man?
No. No. Would you date a white man?
I've dated plenty of white men.
Ugh. Ugh.
What's wrong with that?
Brother, ugh.
What's wrong with that? I mean, it was different, you know. They kind. A lot of them don't, the younger ones, they don't know how to protect black
women. You gave some of that Kentucky Fried Coochie.
I did. He loved it.
Could never.
He just didn't know how to like stand up for me. A lot of them stand don't. But when they're put in a situation to where they have to stand up for a black woman, they don't know how to stand up for the black woman. They more so kind of like back up because they think it's a lot going on.
Stand up
on
as far as what? Like, give me a scenario.
Let's say you were out in public and there was a man who disrespected the black woman, and the white man is there, and he just doesn't say anything and just doesn't want to get involved. Instead of protecting the black woman.
He doesn't say anything?
He's telling her to calm down and relax. It's not that serious. Like, when she's clearly being disrespected by another man. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they just don't know how to protect, you know, black women. I'm pretty sure there are white men out there that do know how to protect, you know, black women, but some of them don't even be...
Oh, you want your nigga
put in those situations.
You want your dude to crash out?
No. No.
It depends on the scenario. Because sometimes it don't be that serious.
Sometimes it don't.
But sometimes it do.
Sometimes it do. Because just like if you can't stick up for me here, how would you be able to stick up for me in any other matter?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. So who treated you better, the white dudes or the black dudes?
I wouldn't say either or to
that's
say
either was answer. Better.
I wouldn't say either race was better. Mm. I think mutually.
They both is trash. I'm just saying you need to say it's a men thing.
I think when we talk about men, we talk about men as a whole and not of colors. I think when men talk about women, they talk about women as in colors and ethnicities. But when women talk about men, we talk about them as a whole. Have you ever thought about that?
Nah. Hmm. Nah. Because I think, just me, I'm only open to dating black women. So I don't, it's never going to be a situation of, oh, well, Shaniqua did me wrong. I'm about to go over here to Taylor. Hell no.
Shaniqua did me wrong. I'm going to go over here to Taylor.
I'm about to find another Shaniqua that.
That's all right. Because in a few years, when Taylor, because we already know. Taylor, man, what's the dude name this year? Travis Kelce is going to go back to a black woman.
I don't know, man. He's pretty knee deep in Yeehaw country.
Think so? I think he's gonna go back.
Why? Because he got a fade.
Nah, because I feel like yes, he is. You know, a famous football player, but I feel like he's in that. He's probably dealing with the state of mind now where, like, the black woman that he was with, you know, even though she was biracial, the black woman that he was with prior to him dating Taylor wasn't as big as Taylor. So he didn't have to deal with all the fanatics. They're like, there's stuff he's dealing with dating with Taylor that he didn't have to go through and experience the black girl before him.
Here's what I think is going to happen with that, right? Mm-hmm. I already smell it coming.
You think they're going to get married and have a bunch of kids?
Absolutely not. Here's what's going to happen. Sometime before the Super Bowl, he is going to break her heart. Mm. he's going to break her heart. And right after that, she will be announced as the headliner for Super Bowl in New Orleans, the next upcoming Super Bowl.
I can see that. I like that.
She's
prediction.
Also going to drop a song subliminally dissing him and perform that song at the Super Bowl. Now, the Kansas City Chiefs are on the verge of being a team that can win 3 back-to-back Super Bowls. No other team has done it before. They're going to be up at the Super Bowl. Taylor's going to perform her songs about how she hates all her exes because that is the Taylor Swift thing to do. Mm-hmm. They're going to be up in the Super Bowl. The team that is going to play the Kansas City Chiefs is going to come back and beat the Kansas City Chiefs and prevent them from being a 3-time back-to-back Super Bowl champion, all because of Taylor Swift. She drops her album the next day.
I love that. The script. Announces she pregnant.
Pregnant?
Taylor Swift don't have kids, right?
No, she ain't got no kids.
Oh, she's due. Oh, there's a baby on the way.
From who? A black man?
No. No, from her football player, man. They're definitely having a baby. She's either already pregnant or planning to get pregnant.
Ew. Just thought about what Taylor Swift would look like naked. Ugh.
You gonna get a
I'm gonna cut that out. Ugh. Ugh.
We gonna be trying to figure out why Cajun AK sell no records.
Don't blame that on me. I tell you this.
How that got me a cut.
Well, you know what? Cajun AK gonna be your rap name. We're gonna start calling you Kiara.
Yeah, I need to change my at this point. I need to change my motherfucking rap name. I want my music to come across the board with a new name. But people are like, yo, who is that?
Do you want to talk about that?
No, I don't feel like getting into that today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today. Well, you know, your secret's safe for me.
What we getting into today? I can hit my vape off camera.
Yeah,
like
off camera.
Off camera thing.
Yeah, off camera.
Like I can hit it and you gonna edit it out?
Yeah, I'm gonna edit it out. Y'all vapers, boy. The vapers can't never stop vaping. Are you addicted to vape? are you addicted to vape?
I would say yes. Most people who vape are addicted. Like, I'm terrible. Like, I sleep with it in my hand.
I sleep with
it on my chest. Like, when I wake up, I got to reach for it under my pillow and find it. Like,
oh, you brave, too.
I've been better, though.
Yeah. So what if the perfect guy wanted you to stop vaping? Would you stop vaping for love?
For sure.
For sure?
For sure. I quit. I used to smoke cigarettes.
Damn.
I used to smoke a pack a day. I used to smoke Newports. I used to smoke Marlboro Reds. I used to smoke.
Be a lady. Goddamn.
I used to smoke cigarettes heavy when I was in the Army.
I couldn't date no woman that smoked cigarettes.
But I stopped.
I couldn't date a woman that smoked cigarettes. Hell no.
Nah. That was like the thing. Like in the Army, like everybody smokes. Like it's like you smoking, like take a break, smoke. Take a break, smoke. Take a break, smoke. Take a break, smoke.
And it's you just can't like, smoke the other
not
stuff.
That it was cool. It was just like the amount of stress we had. We couldn't smoke no weed. I don't even like weed. To be honest.
You don't like to be high?
I really don't like to be high. Unless I'm like creatively in my own little space. Like if I'm writing a song or something like that. Like,
I be high almost every day.
Tauruses don't do well with weed.
I be high almost every day.
Every day?
Almost every day. Like I'll do what I got to do here. But it look easy. But it is a lot of stress that come with it. Like it's stress from all angles. Like you got to edit your own stuff. Shoot your own stuff. You see me. I'm in here setting up.
Yeah.
Doing audio. Checking emails. Recording drops. Like recording scripts. Writing scripts, giving marketing ideas to other people. It's a lot.
Yeah.
So by the time, and what's crazy is during the week, I'm not even up here long. But like, since I have the type of job where I don't have to be in the office for me to be working, I'm working as soon as I wake up. Like one of the first things I do in the morning is check my email.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got stuff in the emails you got to respond to. And then I'll do my workout stuff, get done with that. Then I got to edit videos, got to schedule posts, got to be consistent on TikTok, it's a lot.
Yeah.
So when I get home, blazed.
Yeah.
But normally I like doing, and I'm probably the only person in Atlanta that's like this. I like doing edibles because.
I like edibles.
Yeah, I like doing edibles because, first of all, it's like I know where this came from. It's
a different type of feeling, too.
Yeah, I be lifted.
I feel like when I take edibles, I'm not in my head. But when I smoke a blunt, I'm in my head.
Yeah.
And Tauruses are already in their head 24 hours a day. So we don't need to be in our head in our head. Mm. That's a bad place to be. It's like a sinkhole.
A sinkhole?
Sinkhole.
Just going down.
Spiraling. Like
a toilet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Flushed.
Wow. Washed.
Yep.
Mm. Well, yeah. I like being blazed. I like being being a little lifted. What's the strongest edible you ever took? Like milligram wise.
Oh man. It probably was like 100 milligram and I had it when I was here.
That's the strongest one?
It was like a little, I think they put something else in that shit because it was like little ass gummy bears. And I used to get them from some of my pupils and they was like really small. And one time, I think he said, oh, now only take up to two. He said, only take up to two because I took three and I was tripping. So, like, only take up to two. So, I was like, I'm just going to take one. That one had me. I was in the kitchen crying on the floor. I was hearing voices from downstairs.
Auditory hallucinations is definitely a big part of being on edibles. Because you never experienced that before
until
then?
Until then, but it was like other edibles I've taken, I never had that happen. I felt like it had something else in it.
Like, I will be, that's common for me. Like, because since I do it normally at night,
mm-hmm.
I'll take it and then like around 12 o'clock when I'm about to go to bed, I'll take a shower and the TV in my room will be off.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll hear people and I'll hear like music.
This when you awake?
Yeah, like mm-hmm. I'm in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
But I pass through my bedroom to get to the shower. And I know that my TV is off. Everything in that motherfucker is off. But
my voices probably be loud.
I can't hear. I can't make out what people are saying, but mm-hmm. I hear sounds.
Mm. You might be hearing your thoughts out loud.
Nah, my thoughts are different. My thoughts sometimes be in other people's voices.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, sometimes my thoughts would be in like Morgan Freeman voice or Drake.
Or Drake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Kanye.
That's when you high or when you take an edible or when you not? Just
Nah, that's
all the time.
Yeah. Not all the time. It's sporadic. Sometimes they'll be in my voice.
Got you.
Yeah. But when I'm high, they'll definitely be in other people's voices. For real. Yeah.
I can understand that.
Yeah. So about this music,
mm-hmm.
what are we working on, Miss Keisha Day?
What are we working on? So I'm working on a tape right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going back to my melodic ways because my jukebox project, shout out to my jukebox project because it's going crazy on Spotify and Apple Music. And I got a call the other day. I got a call the other day from one of the labels, and they was just like, "Kay, like, jukebox is like really hard. Like, we can listen to it like from start to finish. Like, when you gonna put out more stuff like this?" I had a fan, her and her husband. They reached out to me, and they was like, "Kay, I'm still stuck on jukebox. When the next project?" And I know everybody say, you know, like, be focused on singles, but I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I'm trying to, like, I gotta, like, flip the feng shui. Like, the amount of money that you put into a single, you might as well put into a project because we spending on the low end for your average independent artist, they're spending about $5,000 on one song.
Damn.
To push one song. Why not put a song out as a single, drop the project, and just film, you know, just do videos and stuff around that project? Because a single, but everybody trying to drop singles like every 3 weeks because music is moving fast. Music is moving so fast.
That is like, so crazy.
The direction of music has changed so many times over the past, like, especially the past 2 years.
Mm. It's since like the pandemic is crazy. Because even the TikTok songs are here and go.
Don't nothing stay hot for longer than 14 days. 10 days right now.
It was a song that was going crazy on TikTok late last year.
Mm.
And these girls ain't even on nothing no more. Like, never hear nothing else. It's not even a follow-up record. It's like, the music scene in general, the music scene is crazy, but mm-hmm. music scene in Atlanta is like non-existent. We don't have right now a new Lil Baby. We don't have.
You don't think so? Mm-mm. You don't think Honcho the new Lil Baby?
Nah, Honcho been here though. Honcho
has been here.
Honcho got here. Dropped his first song in like 2021. But do I mm-hmm. think he's gonna be as big as Lil Baby? I don't think so. I don't think so. Okay, and also what made people like Honcho, what makes people like Honcho different from people like Lil Baby, Thug, mm-hmm. Future, man, these people like Thug, Future, and Baby, they had like songs on songs on songs.
Yeah.
They never had like just one big song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like it was always like you turn them on the radio, like they got like 2-3 songs on the radio mm-hmm. as newcomers. Like it's either they song or a feature. And then like you see them everywhere. Like who mm-hmm. is that for Atlanta now?
I think everybody's working towards they don't see music as a passion anymore. Music is no longer passion. Music is a full-time job.
Yeah.
And people are tired. When they go to the studio, absolutely nobody right now is going to the studio just to make music that they love to make or that they want to have fun with and play with. They're making music. But by the time they leave the damn studio, they already talking about shooting the video.
No, the process is so crazy because people are going from being unknown,
mm-hmm.
dropping a song, that mm-hmm. song being hot.
Mm-hmm.
Now they got an album and a tour. What?
And it only really be the first 10 seconds of the song. That's all we know. I don't even know verses no more. I think the only people I know verses to, I might know the verses to like Lotto songs or JT songs or, you know, Megan songs.
The worst offender recently that I've seen on this is mm-hmm. definitely 4Bats.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely 4Bats.
Oh, yeah, he signed with Drizzy. What do we expect?
That is, but people, he looked like an industry plant. He looked like somebody who had some money. Like who somebody had some money and was like, you know what? I want to get into music. Let me make him
you
look
think
like
so?
He. You it have a feature was... with Drake and Kanye West before, like, and those, and mind you, I've been talking about this all year.
Mm-hmm.
When he was going, when Act Two Day to Day was going up,
mm-hmm.
he wasn't even the most viral song on like social media. That was Boss Man D-Lo. Mm-hmm. They dropped around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Boss Man D-Lo had like 3 or 4 songs. They all mm-hmm. sounded the same, facts. But they were all big.
Facts.
They were all bigger than anything that he was pushing out. But mm-hmm. this is the guy that got the Drake and Kanye West co-sign?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. And then you drop an album. The mm-hmm. album doesn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But then you go on tour.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you going on tour had nothing to do with your music doing well
mm-hmm.
because it's like you already had this lined up to do. So the music really didn't matter.
Right.
But how are you touring and you have one song that people know?
I ain't going to lie to you. If he walked past me today or right now, I wouldn't even recognize who he was. But I mean,
we're not building stars anymore.
We're
not building stars. Pink Panthers had a article.
Mm-hmm.
It came out about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And she was talking about how she feels like songs don't need to be longer than 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Mm.
That is so bad for like most artists, because even for her, nobody's going to be playing these songs in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to be playing these songs in 10 years. Nobody's going to be playing these songs in 5 years. Think about the songs that we were listening to during the pandemic. Corvette.
The only songs that we do here now from 2020 is...
Savage. Barely.
Drake. The top, you know.
The big ones. Yeah, but you're not even listening to their songs.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to say, when did the slide song Drake did came out? Like 2021?
2020?
It was around pandemic era.
Yeah, it was 2020.
Nobody's listening to that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you have you have artists that are replicating this formula. Okay, I can make the shortest song possible that is catchy and trendy, but it's not really, doesn't really have any substance. Right. But I can put this out, and then people are going to like it, and I make a little money. I'll probably go on tour. I'll be lit on social media, mm-hmm. but I need to invest this money well because it's not going to last for 5 years.
Right.
That's the type right. of art that's being pushed now. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be listening to Pink Panthers in 10 years. Mm-hmm. We're not going to listen to Ice Spice in 10 years. We're not listening to Ice Spice now.
I haven't heard of
Ice Spice since the Sunday Service record dropped. Lotto ended Ice Spice. Lotto ended, like, that's what we talk about, rap beefs in 2024.
Lotto came in and said, hey.
Lotto snatched Ice Spice by her orange hair.
She said, I don't want no one-on-one. I don't know why you so nervous.
She said, the black trucks is pulling up in your hood. And they were. They were there.
See, that's why I fuck with Lotto. Lotto don't give a fuck. Lotto not kissing nobody ass, and she's still respectful at the end of the day, and can't nobody talk shit about her pen. Can't nobody talk shit about her. She's just a phenomenal motherfucking woman and a phenomenal artist, and it would be nice if the rest of these bitches stood on it.
I feel like it's a rap girl civil war right now.
A rap girl, it's definitely. They go head to head. You know what I'm saying?
We know it's either you're on the pink lady side, or you on the Afro-Latina side. I'm not going to say no names, but both of them got crazy fan bases. One more than the other, obviously. But if you aren't on either one of these sides, you are you in the middle. But if you pick a side, you can't mess with the other side.
Yeah. And I don't like that. They probably think I'm flip floppy than a bitch. They probably call me like the flip flop bitch because I be liking them all.
You can like who you like but you can't like them publicly.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like you work with one and you can't work with the other without, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know how I really, because I haven't done any, like, I haven't had like a big feature with any like big female artists besides Megan Thee Stallion. Like, I had a record with her, but we never put it out. Due to like label issues, so you know, so it never came out. So like that was really dope still to work with her. But outside of that, I haven't like worked with a bigger female artist yet. I think that would be dope though.
Yeah,
that would be dope.
I think that would be dope.
Yeah,
sign me up. I want to see it.
I want to see it too.
You know what I do think about like the rap industry, but like the females included in it as well. Like the whole, I don't know how you feel about this, but I feel like when the fans get super invested in about who's writing what, I don't give a fuck about that.
I don't give a fuck about that either.
I don't care.
Everybody got Beyonce. I seen that today. Oh, it was with Ruby Rose. She was on the podcast.
With Joe Budden. Yeah.
And she was like, shit, like, she not afraid to say she got writers. All these got writers.
Of course. The dudes have writers, too.
I think probably the only person that ain't got no writer right now is Sexy Red, and we can tell. Because my girl just say whatever. But she raw with it. She raw and authentic with it.
Yeah.
She just say whatever's on her mind. It works for her.
Yeah.
She's a superstar.
She is
a superstar.
And I think when, like, the fans, like, that's really the worst thing Meek Mill did for the industry. Like, kind of exposing that people have writers.
And because look at him. Still sad.
Everybody has writers. But some people are more invested in others having writers than their faves.
Right, because they feel like they can't catch one. And they upset and they mad why they in the studio with the same writers. And
like,
they
maybe
still
you need to have a writer.
One. Sometimes it ain't about the writer. It's about you as an artist. Sometimes you just not an artist. Your delivery is shot. It's wrong. It's bad.
Yeah.
You're not good at this.
Hang it up.
Try something else. Like
maybe you're a better DJ.
Hey, look. I feel like that would shade.
What? What?
Maybe you're a better DJ.
Who am I talking about?
Who is rapping and they DJing now?
I don't know. Somebody could be the first. You know somebody?
No, I don't.
Oh,
I don't know about it. You know who I had a pretty interesting time in the studio with? I was in a studio. I feel like a lot of people can't really say this, but it was the most like entertaining time ever. Like, I was in the studio out in LA with Krishan Rock.
Oh, wow.
And boy, can I tell you.
How did that go?
It was dope. It was challenging.
Was she challenging?
Yeah, I wasn't used to her energy.
What type of energy? Chris
her energy got? Is very like, yeah, yeah. Like she's like literally a rock star. Like she's so kind, but like she heavy handed as hell. So like
she be dapping you up.
Man, we was talking. She was like, yeah, yeah, say it like this. And she reached over and she was like, it was like a little tap, but like it pushed me all the way to strong. The other side of the fucking room.
She's strong.
And I was like, yo, why is she so strong? Like, why? Why? But like she just had like such dope energy, and like, you know, she showed me, you know, some new music from her, and you know, I thought that was super dope, and like I'm just, you know, proud of her, you know, going out here and like doing other things that, you know, show a positive light in the community. You know, I think we need to stop. It's hard out here, you know. Yeah. It's hard out here for everybody, mm-hmm. not just people in the entertainment industry. It is, we are all people at the end of the day. None of us were created any differently out here,
for sure.
You know, and it's hard for, you know, everybody, and like people just go through shit. Yeah. Like life ain't always grand and great where we at, you know what I'm saying? We go through shit. It's just that the rest of the world don't probably know.
They don't,
you know,
see
what
it.
I'm saying, they only see
what you put on social media,
you know what I'm saying? So I think we kind of need to like take a step back and like kind of give people a break. Like that shit fuck with your mental.
Yeah,
out here as an individual, as a person, period. Like you got people that ain't even in the entertainment industry, and like they'll post something and then the rest of the world see it, and then they'll drag that person down. Like that person, you know, they probably feel like they barely got anything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You just drag them down. You know what I'm saying? They already feel this small.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we just need to show like some more, you know, compassion and respect towards each other, because
sure.
it's evil out here.
How's your mental?
My mental?
You can be honest. This is a safe space.
My mental. Let's just say I just take it everything day by day.
Day by day.
I just take everything day by day. That's all you really can do. I got a child, so it's like I can't be.
You can't. Sad. You gotta hold it together.
I gotta hold it together. Like I can't be angry. I can't be sad. I can't be frustrated all the time.
I do feel like you can. You just, I always say, like, you can experience sadness, but don't become sadness. So it's like, it's this movie I watched. Well, actually, part two just came out, I think, this week. Mm-hmm. Inside Out.
Okay.
Right? It's a Disney movie. And, like, the premise of it was when you lose some emotions, how that can negatively affect you, even if it's, like, a bad emotion. So if you try to suppress sadness, you know, it's only gonna highlight your need to feel that emotion.
Right.
So if you are going through a time period of where you are angry, sad, happy, you need all of your emotions to work in order for you to be a complete individual. So I mean, let's be honest, I know what's happened. I know what's happened. I know you are probably sad.
Yeah.
I know you are probably sad, but experiencing sadness is a part of life. It's actually a line from a Marvel movie that says, what is grief but love persisting? And when you think about it, there's nothing that makes you sad that you didn't really care about. Whether it's like your relationships, whether it's your business, whether it's whatever.
That's true.
Anything that makes you sad is something that you really care about. Because think about them dudes you ghosted. You know, they ain't going to make you sad.
Right.
You ain't really care. But if it's somebody who you really like that ghost you.
Oh, that don't make me sad.
It'll bring some emotion out of you.
Yeah. I'll be like, all right.
It may be anger.
I don't think that was a good example.
If you got ghosted. Yeah, it'll make you angry if it's somebody that you didn't care about that ghosted you.
I mean, if I had been talking to this person for a long time and dating them and then they ghosted me, yeah, I would definitely probably be like, damn, like.
Exactly. But if you didn't care. Like,
you wouldn't care.
Yeah, like if it was just a dude that's spending money on you.
Mm-hmm. And he stopped spending money, you'd be sad.
You'd be sad that he's not spending money, but you're not going to be sad about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's some sad times now. It is. It is. And as the years go by, it's just like, does it get better? Is it getting better?
So, with everything that's happened recently over the past 2 years, do you feel like that, like, these passings are having a negative effect on you?
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like, did I do enough, like, as a friend? Did I do enough as a sister? Like, I'm an introvert, so, like, I spend a lot of time alone. And, like, I have, like, best friends and close family members, but I don't talk to them every day. Like, some of them, I may talk to them once a year. Some of them, I may talk to them once every 5-6 months. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't change the relationship. But.
Because you're doing your thing.
Yeah. But I feel like we got to start checking on the people that we love more. We definitely do. And I know a lot of people who don't like to consume. They feel like their energy might get consumed with other people's feelings and problems. So I know a lot of people, like, try to stay away from whatever, like, they family got going on or they friends got going on because they feel like they consume their energy. But, you know, a lot of people don't really praise you until you gone or you missing. And that's just life.
I think that's crazy because, like, even, like, within 10, unless she reached 1 million followers after she passed.
She did. None of them blogs that posted her ever posted her before. People coming out the woodworks with the, oh, I did it.
A lot of fake shit.
Yeah. A lot of fake shit. The whole Shade Room post with the celebrities posting that, like, okay, like, granted, I did know of a few of those females who did have a positive impact in her life. And I know a few of them motherfuckers who shouldn't have never been around her. And y'all looked over the real family and friendships that she had with the real people and y'all post the fake shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and Channing has always been, like, being herself and being real.
What I liked the most about her was, I just, and this is tragic because she was so talented.
Yeah.
She was so talented. Like, I was waiting for more music for her for probably, I feel like, 1-2 years. Like, and, you know, it's a definitely an unfortunate situation, but the silver lining is she's at peace. The world is chaotic.
I don't think she at peace.
What made you say that?
It's a lot of motherfuckers did some fucked up shit out here. She ain't at peace yet. Till she finish dealing with they asses. Oh, then she gonna be at peace. Oh, she, yeah. Get back. What? Me and her used to sit back and we used just to talk about how, like, yeah, when I'm gone, yeah, motherfucker ain't gonna be able to sleep. I'ma hunt their ass. I'ma hunt their ass. She used to do this thing, like, she used to make this face and be like, yeah, I'ma get them. I'ma hunt their ass. Shit.
So some folks is getting haunted right now.
Oh man, they ain't sleeping at night, baby. They ain't sleeping at night.
If you could say anything to her right now, what would it be?
I would have just told her that like in spirit or like if she was still
here. If
she was sitting here right now, I would tell her that to hold on a little longer. Because God's not finished with her yet, and she's about to get a new life and a new start. she, I don't know, man. I ain't gonna lie to you, Channing has kept me from a lot of different things. Like, when I wasn't with the team, like, I was so down bad, and I was so depressed, and I was so, like...
Because the internet was on your
angry,
head.
Angry, yeah, like, full of anxiety. I was depressed. Like, I was like, damn, my whole life just changed, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it ain't even no fault of my own. I just got a bunch of jealous-ass motherfuckers around me, you know, just evil people, you know, and... One day I was just like, what am I really here for? Like, I'm embarrassed, you know, like everything that I'm doing, trying to move forward and trying to like push and keep pushing. It's just I'm pushing and pushing and pushing the whole time. I got all the eyes against me and I got motherfuckers forming teams to defame me. You know, it's like she brought me out of some of those stages where I felt like I ain't had nothing else to give. Like, I quit being an attorney and went to law school and was given a dream. I was finally able to live my dreams, you know, and I took that opportunity just for somebody to come in and try to take that away from me. She took me out of a lot of dark times. And she was there when I needed her. She was there. She was there even though, like, you know, we tried to keep our distance because I was no longer with the team, you know. And when she parted ways with the team, like, her and I had some really, really long conversations multiple times. You know, we talked about a lot of shit. And she told me a lot that I didn't have the answers to, but I now have the answers to. And that's just stuff that her and I share with each other. You know what I'm saying? But I wish I could have been there for her. Like, I hate that I wasn't there for her. Like, I feel terrible. You know, I feel terrible. So many different changes. Like, this industry shit can really, like, break you down. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I felt like with me not being there on the team, like, I was really one of her only sisters, you feel me? Like, I was, like, one of the closest people to her. I was literally the closest person to her, besides, like, maybe, like, two of our other friends. Like, but when it came to females, we was like this.
Yeah.
Inseparable.
Because y'all was a group, too.
No, not necessarily a group. We did things together, yeah. You know? We did our songs together. We was always individual artists.
But it was always, when I saw it on the title tracks, it was always...
The So Icy Girls, right?
Yeah.
The So Icy Girls. Like, we was always a pair, you know? And, like, when I left, that took a toll on her a lot because she didn't have me there no more. She didn't have nobody to... I'm not saying... You know, she's a grown woman. Not saying somebody just to watch over her, but I was like her. We was yin and yang.
Yeah.
And when you lose your yin, you know what I'm saying? Or your yang, like, you fucked up, you know? And then Scar passed. And I reached out to her and I was just like, I'm sorry. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, tried to be there for her.
I don't think she ever recovered from that.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's so sad. You know, Scar had, Scar actually...
Alice was a great guy.
Yeah, yeah. He actually had got shot and had a bullet stuck, I believe, in his
chest.
In his chest.
Yeah.
So, like, not a lot of people know that, but, like, some people do know that. Mm-hmm. But he had that bullet stuck in his chest. And I met Scar prior to him signing with Gucci. Like, I actually met Scar with Shiesty because, you know, him and Shiesty are cousins.
Yeah.
So I met him. He would always come to the studio up there. And it would be me, him, you know, Shiesty, Fugiano and stuff. That's how I met Scar. And then eventually he ended up joining the team. But, you know, he suffered from the passing of his grandmother.
Yeah.
And... Also, with the you know, the bullet shell casings and everything, you know, in his body that was already, you know, like, fucking, you know, with his health. And,
yeah.
and he dealt with a lot of pain, you know, almost passing out, like, you know, in studio sessions and things like that. Like, Channing and Scar's relationship got closer after I left the group. Because usually she spent more time with me instead of him. You know, he was still back in Memphis and then he'd come. But once I left, they both spent more time together. You know, it was good that they had each other. But I wish, like, I feel like if I was there, then I could have, like, helped guide them in different directions. I was the backbone of that label.
Yeah.
I carried the label on my back, looked out for everybody, cared for everybody. Shit ain't been the same since I left. Everything just fell apart.
What is it about that collaboration of artists that, like, Fool in Jail, Pooh in Jail, Scar gone, Channing gone, it's just you and Roboy?
Roboy.
Was it Atlantic? Was it Gucci? Was it like, what was it?
Eric, we all, you know what's crazy? I don't know what the hell Fujiata and Pusha T was doing prior to them getting signed, but I know what the fuck me and Chant was doing. Chant was working at IHOP and doing music, and of course I had just left the service and law school. I don't know what the hell Scott was doing either, or Roboy. He just chose, WAP just chose talent. Like, we all are talented as hell.
Yeah.
In our different way. Like, none of us was like the other. And I love that about us. We all were different. We all had our different style. You know, it's very important when you have a label to establish some type of team. Every artist needs to be managed some way, shape, or form. We got people that got their sister and their cousin and their homegirl and their homeboy and they, me, shit, me, I had my lawyer managing me. That was stupid. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, you got to have proper management and proper guidance. You know, when I joined, I didn't really have, like, solid management or anything like that. I had somebody that I had been working with, called them my manager. You know, I had an attorney. She became my manager. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't really have a solid team. You know what I'm saying? It's like, when you're an artist who doesn't, when you're an artist who gets thrown in, like, the way we was thrown in 2020 was, we were on top of the world. Like,
yeah.
1017 and every artist, like, it'd be funny because some people would be like, oh, yeah, we don't know of you. We don't know you. And I'd be like, shut the fuck up. Quit playing.
Yeah.
Don't play. Like, don't play. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Come on now. In 2020, the whole world knew who 1017 was and who everybody was, you know, a part of the team. And they start, people got to, I don't know. It's just a management, the artist development, you know, like the picking and choosing of A&Rs, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody not an A&R. I think all A&Rs need to go to school for being an A&R. I don't think that the street A&R, you know.
Most A&Rs don't know what A&R stand for.
They don't. They don't. They think of it as like a control measure. Like, oh, I'm in charge of this artist and they're going to do what I say.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, they don't know that. They don't know that being an A&R is like being an NCO in the military.
I don't know what NCO is.
Okay, NCO is like a like a sergeant. So you're okay. You're in charge of the new cats.
Yeah.
Right? You have to learn your artist. You have to teach your artist. You have to guide your artist. You have to believe in your artist. You know, there's a lot of different steps that I think are skipped when it comes to artist development in A&Rs. Like, they just think like, oh, I know music, so this is good music. This person should be signed. They deserve $1 million. Boom. Yeah. I get a cut. Too many hands involved. When there's too many hands involved and too many people with authority that shouldn't have authority, shit goes wrong.
And that's what happened with the new 1017 to you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Too much authority.
Well, you on to bigger and better things now.
Of course.
Working on a podcast situation for you.
Yeah.
I think you had a good tryout.
This is our tryout today?
Yeah, this is your tryout. We need somebody who will get in here and talk some shit.
Ah, yeah. Did I talk enough shit today? I didn't talk much shit. Was I being nice?
I can get you meaner.
I know you can.
As long as you know. Hello. Hello.
Abby, I was going to be in here like, fuck Charleston White.
Damn. Whatever he did, fuck that.
No, fuck him for real. Like, oh. The post that he made about Chant really pissed me off.
What post?
Any post.
He made a post about it?
Yes. It was the most disrespectful thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, I've seen some disrespect, but, like, the way he...
I'm not surprised.
And it just shocked me. It was just like, how could someone who...
You didn't even know her.
I'm talking about same day while people are grieving. Like, no matter how someone passed away, like, those the words you chose. You dragging somebody down whose soul is plundering around and think it ain't gonna fuck with you is crazy. Like, you.
Somebody who's already committed to haunting people.
What? You out here just playing with people.
You
like...
just got added to the list. Mm. Well, listen, this is the Big Homie's house. We got Big Homie Kiera.
Big Homie K.
Yeah, we gotta work on this media rebrand.
Yeah, sure.
I don't need this shit getting canceled. Hey, listen, another episode kicking it with your homie. And we go.
Peace out.